Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Hey, Night Watchers, do you think we could get this video to 3,000 likes? Thanks, and it would help so much if you shared this video too. You're far from safe when you dream. This world is a strange one. We all have weird dreams and terrifying nightmares. Even I remember a few times in my life where I woke up screaming and sweating from a horrible nightmare. But sometimes these dreams and nightmares can be more than your imagination. Sometimes they connect far too much with reality. So, tonight, I will share with you 5 true scary stories of dreams and nightmares. We are looking for haunted hospital stories and sea monster encounters if you'd like to submit your story at darknessprevails.org/submit. Now, here are some literal nightmares. Number 1. Glass Boots, submitted by Crosswrites. I was 13, about to turn 14 when this happened. My family and I just moved into a new house after living in a mobile home for 3 years. We had a cat and 4 dogs that started to bark at the corners. The cats would hiss and the dogs would growl and then hide. At first, all 4 of us thought it was just the lighting in the house and a different environment that was causing the animals to act out, or just them being animals. This went on for quite a while. Then things started to get weird. Doors would close on their own, and things would fall off the counters despite them not being close enough to the edge, and no, it wasn't the cat. That convinced my family that there was a spirit in the house. It hasn't harmed us in any way yet, so we thought nothing of it. We had ghosts before, and they were rather friendly. Now, my mom had this collection of baby-sized glass boots. These boots had our names and dates of when we were born. These glass boots of hers sat on the shelves in the hallway that connected the boys' room and my little sister's room. Now, one by one, they started to fall off the shelves and crash down on the ground. It started with the oldest, which was my brother that's in Washington, then my other brother, then mine. But it was after mine broke that I began to have this terrifying dream. In it, I had a third-person view of the scene. I was in our hallway, only the walls were a different color, and the shelves were replaced with pictures. I don't remember what the color was or what the pictures had. I moved too fast to have a good look at them until I was in the bathroom. In the bathroom, there was a girl with black hair, white skin, and a dress in black as if she was going to a funeral. She seemed to be brushing her hair and then putting on makeup. Then a shadowy man rushes in, grabs the poor woman by the throat, and drags her out into the hallway. In an instant, I watched as this man slammed her against the walls, dragging her to where my sister's room was. Again, this room was different, but it's all hazy to me. In my sister's room at the end of the hall, there was a hatch in her closet that led to a small basement. He opened the hatch, and he threw the girl into the pitch-black darkness. After this weird recurring dream, I would always wake up right after it, paralyzed and sweating. The dream kept repeating itself every night. Even when I knew what was going to happen, I still woke up frozen in my bed, in terror. After a while of having the same dream again and again, I started trying to do something about it. But it was always useless, because I couldn't move. It was like my body or spirit or whatever had a mind of its own. Never being able to do anything to save this girl, I started to wake up by lunging myself out of my bed. After these dreams, I was not only filled with terror, but sadness. I felt I needed to desperately help the poor defenseless girl. Then the worst started to happen along with the doors closing. I started to see the shadowy figure along with the little boy and the girl in the halls, the bathroom, and including my mom's room, not in a dream, but in real life. But not only that, in the dream, there was a twist. I started seeing the event through the woman's point of view, like I was her, and it was horrifying. The same thing would happen. Only I could feel it, I could feel how scared she must have been. I could feel the pain of someone grabbing a tight grip on my throat, slamming me against the walls and dragging me to the bedroom, only to throw me into the basement. Again, I woke up at the final moment, but not out of fear this time, but by the sound of my mom screaming. I rushed out of my bedroom over to her. I saw her being held down by the shadow in my dreams. This black figure was pinning her to the bed. I would shake out of my fear eventually and turn on the light. My mom lay there screaming, so I rush over to her side, trying desperately to wake her up. I yelled at her to wake up while shaking her. Finally, she did, and she hugged me tightly, crying. I held on too. I was scared and worried. She doesn't remember what the dream was, but I have my theories about it. Either she had the same dream I had, or she had the sequel to the dream in which she saw what happened to me in the basement. I mean, what happened to the little girl. This happened over and over again in the middle of the night, almost every night now. My mom grew tired and soon she decided to take action. She started putting salt on the windowsills, crosses on every door, candles that I believe warded off spirits, and she read a certain verse in the Bible each night. Things started to die down. I no longer have that nightmare, and in fact, I no longer dream. Or rather, I don't remember my dreams. Maybe that's a good thing. Eventually, everything stopped altogether. To this day, if I sense a spirit or see just a hint of them, I always told them to go away and leave me alone. Good or bad, I never want anything to do with the supernatural ever again. Number 2. My Impossible Nightmare. Submitted by Harris. Many people have fears of spiders, snakes, ghosts, the dark, and even death. I share the fear of spiders, however, it does not compare to my monster. My monster haunted me throughout my dreams, mainly from when I was the age of 3 to 4. I had nightmarish dreams beyond anything I've ever experienced due to how real the dreams felt. They were the scariest dreams I've ever experienced. It always began with me in what I can only describe as an apocalyptic environment with blood-red skies, dust everywhere, and skeletons all over the ground. There was a highway bridge and blood in every source of water. Now, even though I was very young, I remember the dream very clearly due to the fact that it reoccurred about 9 years later. After my dream started, I had a view of myself and my surroundings. I began running. I seemed to be holding a sort of artifact. It was a strange stone covered in glowing purple letters. I began to cry as I saw the skeletons rising up from the ground into some sort of army. I managed to get away from these skeletons in time and ran through the bridge where I saw a strange, slender person in a hoodie walk behind a pillar. The shape of the thing was just not right. It was too slender and dark to be a human, so I continued to run. I made it to a small house with about 4 other people who told me, "No matter what we do to try and break this artifact, burn it, smash it, etc., it always results in us running from the skeletons." Just after being told this, I glided my hand over the stone, and the glow disappeared, then reappeared brighter. The skeletons from before arrived at the building shortly after. They forced me to the ground, grabbed my arms, and carried me away. In the dream, I lose my consciousness, and once I regained it, I was at the bridge. 2 skeletons then would throw me to the ground. Soon I observed the slender being walk out from the darkness underneath the bridge. This is when the real nightmare began. This slender, inhuman thing began to transform. It grew horns, had large, dark, blood-red eyes, fangs, a hazy face. It did not even have a neck. Its hands were full of red and black scars, and it had claws, a tail, goat-like feet, leaving bloody footprints, and its hoodie turned from a regular hoodie into skull-like armor with a hood. It soon let out a blood-curdling roar, took the stone, broke it, and it lifted me into the air, causing my arms to show many scratches. It carried me to a temple that began to rise out of a lake nearby. That was when I believed the dream had ended, and when I would wake up. However, I was wrong. As I would experience that horror-filled, impossibly vivid, and somehow realistic dream again when I was 13 or 12. I remember having it as a child and felt all the horror I had when I was younger flood back into my mind. The night after I had the nightmare, a continuation of that nightmare occurred. A part 2. When this dream began, I was in the temple on a medieval stretcher-like torture device, and the monstrous demon creature from before was operating on me. It began to punch me in the chest, and I actually felt it, even though I knew deep down that I was in the dream. The creature then made an incision into my chest, of which I felt every stinging sensation. It then turned into a hazy mist, entered my body via the incision. Then my skin became a grayish color. I became taller and started going on a rampage. The monster, still possessing me, grabbed my chest and clawed at it. Thankfully, I woke up from that dream. However, I felt sore all over, especially my chest. It was as if someone sucker-punched me in the chest while I was sleeping. Ever since that occurred, my dream would happen again, more and more often. Ever since the dreams restarted, I had been trying to research nightmares to try and stop this one from reoccurring, because it still horrifies me to this day. I feel like this experience was too vivid with more gore than a 4-year-old should know about. So I have been trying to research parts of the dream to find if anyone else has had it, or anything like it. This dream has left me jittery, and often makes me fear falling asleep the next night. The dream was so haunting that now, every time I fall asleep, I pray that the creature will not reveal its demonic face. I know this seems far-fetched to be real, but I assure you that this dream and the pain felt after is real. And you may think, it's just a dream. But what would you say if every time you fell asleep, you were tortured? Number 3. My experience with sleep paralysis. Submitted by Spooky Delta. I am a Marine Corps veteran. I got out because of medical reasons. I was also diagnosed with PTSD. I have never been in combat, but I did experience an event in combat training that happened to me while I was sleeping. This event is considered hazing, and it was done to me by my own unit. Since this event, I have always had trouble sleeping, staying asleep, and with nightmares. It must have happened 2 years ago after I gotten out of the military. For a whole month, I had been missing work because my medication for my PTSD had stopped working. This caused me agonizing anxiety throughout my days and nightmares, flashbacks of what happened to me in combat training days. Another thing to note, we always keep the hallway light on, and my door is always open so my cats can roam around the house. One night, I kept having nightmares of different people breaking into my home. From what I remember, I had 3 different nightmares of 3 separate individuals breaking into my house. After the 3rd nightmare, I woke up to the dark figure in my 3rd nightmare standing in my doorway. I tried to scream. I yelled, "Hey, who the hell are you?" But no sound would come out. It was like I was just screaming inside of my own head. This is when I decided to get up and take care of the stranger myself, but I realized that I could not move. My anger quickly became utter fear, and I realized that I was completely defenseless. Tears started to stream down my face. This figure just stood in the doorway, not moving, not saying anything. When I blinked, the figure disappeared, and I was able to move again. I sat up in bed, and I cried. I didn't sleep for the rest of the night. I got my medication changed as soon as possible after that night. I have since had my PTSD under control again, and I'm back at work. Even though I still struggle to go to sleep, I haven't had an episode of sleep paralysis since then, and I hope I never do.
Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Fallout ist zurück mit Staffel 2. Unsere Lieblingshelden kämpfen sich durch die brutale und bizarre Einöde, um dahin zu gelangen, wo alles begann. New Vegas.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat. Werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Number 4. Creepy Real Nightmares. Submitted by Marky. Most of my life, creepy things have always happened to me, but there were a couple of experiences that really freaked me out. The first one is when I started getting these really bad nightmares in my freshman year. I am a senior in high school at the moment. I used to be an insomniac who went days without sleep at times, and when I did sleep, I would always get these nightmares. These nightmares consisted of me getting killed, me committing suicide or almost getting killed. For some reason, there was always this same lady in my dream, and every time I saw her, I thought she was my little sister. But when I looked closely at her, it clearly wasn't her. The first time I saw her in my dreams, I woke up in a cold sweat, and at the time my friend was living with me in my room, and when I looked around, I saw someone standing near my bed. I looked to my friend, and I saw her blonde hair, so I knew she was sleeping in her bed still. What startled me was that it was the same lady in my dreams. She had the same long black hair that went to her knees with long nails. But my bed is on the ground, so I didn't see her face, and I was too scared to look up at her. My room is usually bright because the moonlight is always shining in my room, so I knew I was not imagining things in the dark. I was also wide awake as this nightmare freaked me out and woke me up. I continued to stare at her legs and long hair. Soon I was staring to make sure she didn't move. But she never did. Not an inch. I just knew she was also looking down at me, staring. I don't know how long we played this staring game, but I stared at her until the sun rose, and at one point I blinked, and she was gone. Every dream after that, she would always try to kill me, and every time she was about to do so, she would say,
"No matter where you hide, where you go, I will always find you, and when I do..."
That's when I would wake up, because I was too scared to let her finish. Each time, I would wake up in a cold sweat, and it would feel as though there was someone in my room. But I tried so hard not to look around. What was terrifying was that every place that my dreams took place, they were places I felt safe at in real life. Then I got this one dream that was just awful. She was choking me on the ground and screaming at me as to why I wouldn't let her in. I haven't had any dreams of her lately, but recently I was Skyping my lover and I fell asleep to them on the video call. The next day they asked me, "You said you would see this lady in your dreams that tried to kill you every single time, right?" I was like, "Yeah, why are you bringing that up?" Then they said, "Does she look a little like this?" When my lover described them, I was frozen in shock. I never really told them, but they described her perfectly. And then my lover said, "I saw her. I saw someone by your head while you were sleeping, but they weren't looking into the camera. They were looking at you, staring down at you as you slept." I freaked out, saying what happened afterwards, but my lover just said that she never moved, just stared at me as I slept. This last story I'm going to share is another dream that happened, but it felt very, all too real. I was laying in my room, reading stories on my phone. I knew it was my room, because my blankets were there and they felt just like my actual blankets. All of my pillows were there as well, and I could smell the scent of my laundry detergent from the items on my bed, perfectly making the dream seem really, really real. Anyway, I was laying in my bed and I realized how dark my room was. Usually, the moonlight peeked through my window, giving some light to the darkness, but this time it was so dark, I could not see a thing. This was a warning sign. I felt like there was something, or someone, staring at me through this darkness. So I went under the blankets to continue reading. The next thing was probably one of the worst things that's ever happened. I felt someone breathing next to me under the blanket. Then I heard in my ear,
"There are 5 other sets of eyes in the room."
So I looked to my right, and there was no one there. I started to freak out, trying to call people like my mom or dad, but there was no sign of them. Texting people didn't work. So I tried to call the house phone. It went through, and someone picked up. I was so happy, and then I heard my little sister and older sister talking. Then I heard this piercing scream that sounded just like them, static. And then they hung up. The walls in the rooms in the house are really thin, so I was scared as to why I didn't hear anything outside of my room, but only on the phone. Then I felt something forcefully grab my arms, and there were nails piercing through my skin. Blood was coming out of my arm. I started thrashing about, punching and kicking wildly. I was doing everything I could to pry these hands off of me. Still with the blanket over my body, I could hear next to me,
"4 more left. Three more left. Two more left. Now there's one more. There's no more.
And then everything stopped. Nothing was grabbing me. There was this eerie silence. Right when I thought it was all over, I heard once more next to me.
There are five sets of eyes surrounding your bed.
And the next thing I know, my blanket flies off of me and I see these five glowing red eyes staring at me. This feeling of dread, horror, and terror rushed over me. I knew for sure that I was going to die. Soon after, I woke up in a cold sweat. My arms were in pain, and I saw that my blankets had flown off my body in the most unnatural way possible. I am someone who does not move that much in my sleep, and I usually wake up to how I fell asleep, which is on my side. But this time, I was laying on my back, like I was in my dreams, and I usually never fall asleep on my back because I always get nightmares like that. But waking up to see my blankets flown off of me like that, across the room, that made me have this overwhelming feeling of dread and terror. When I realized how unnatural everything felt, I could feel multiple eyes staring at me in my room after this. Honestly, I don't know how to explain these, as I am the only one who experiences it in my house. But I sometimes hope, beyond hope, that all this is just a figment of my imagination. And number 5, Stuck in a Dream, submitted by Mel. I am often the victim of a type of dream called a waking dream or false awakening. That is, a dream that you think you have woken up from, everything seemingly normal, and you go about your daily life, using the bathroom, eating, or going to work, only to find out that it was all a dream as you sit up in bed. Admittedly, on one occasion, I wet the bed because I had dreamed about walking into the bathroom, but I digress. Out of all the waking dreams I've experienced, there is one that sticks out to me to this day. Allow me to explain the layout of my apartment in order to set the scene. At the time this dream happened, my bed lay parallel to my bedroom door, which was directly across the hall from the bathroom. I always felt a little uncomfortable facing the door, so I would sleep with my back to it. While sleeping one night, I woke up in a dream, looking around and thinking I was truly awake as everything seemed as it should be in my bedroom, so I just went back to sleep. However, rather than going back to sleep, I woke up again in my dream. It was odd, but not the first time this has happened. Sometimes to tell if I had truly woken up, I would do something called a reality check, that is, a way to determine if things behave normally. I would count my fingers, then look away, then count them again, and if the number of fingers had changed, then obviously I'm in a dream. I would do the same with clocks, where I would read the face of the clock, look away, then look back to see if the time was the same, as well as a few other tricks to determine if it was really a dream. I was about to pull my hand up from under the covers to count my fingers when I heard a dripping sound behind me. I didn't think it strange because the tap in the tub leaked a little. Though the drip didn't quite sound right, it sounded as though it were falling on the floor rather than the tub. I just chalked it up to me being sleepy, not hearing things properly, and returned to counting my fingers when I woke up again. Now I was getting a bit annoyed and a little scared. I'd never had so many false awakenings in a row. But I just figured I must have been physically exhausted from work and kept twitching, waking myself up a bit, then dozing off, all the while dreaming about it. As I was mulling over how many times I had just woken up, I had this sudden distinct feeling that there was someone standing behind me. I thought maybe it was one of my cats who likes to sit in the doorway right where she can get under your feet. I was going to turn around to call her up to the bed when I woke up yet again. I was getting more and more worried. How could I be sure that this time I was indeed awake? I was thinking about getting up when I heard the dripping again. Only it wasn't dripping. Rather, it was footsteps. It sounded like wet, bare feet slowly stomping from the bathroom across the hall to my bed. I could hear the wet slapping of bare feet get closer and closer until finally, whatever or whoever it was, stood right behind me. I was terrified and wanted to turn around to see whoever this was. But just as I turned my head, of course, I woke up yet again. This time I was facing the wall. I was a little relieved knowing that what just happened was only a dream when I felt someone lean in over my bed. They had long, black, wet hair trailing over my pillow, and it stuck across my face as this person leaned in close to my ear. They whispered in a hoarse, almost double-layered voice.
I'm still here.
It was a tone that was taunting and sing-songy. I jumped out of my bed, only to wake up, again, facing the wall. Thinking I was actually awake this time, I sighed in relief, but immediately after that, I heard the same voice fill the room with a terrible laugh that shook the whole place. This time I truly woke up. I was sweating and panicky, looking around the room trying to catch my breath. I looked across the hall to the bathroom. I saw no scary figure with long, wet, black hair. I was still a little troubled, so I went to my living room where my roommate was, and I pleaded with him to confirm that this indeed was reality, to help me know that I was indeed awake. He assured me I was. I relayed my dream to him, and he told me that he thought he heard me talking in my sleep. I guess I was whining or saying things like, "No, no, go away," which indeed is something I do when I'm having a nightmare, though I don't remember saying it in my dream. I really couldn't go back to sleep after all that, so I just sat with him and watched him play video games for the rest of the night, and the next day I went to work exhausted. Since then I have not had any false awakenings that could rival that experience. I have also moved my bed so it's not across from the bathroom anymore, and I also make sure to keep my faucets turned tightly closed before going to bed. Sleep itself can be hard to come by. It can take ages to fall asleep after a rough day. Thoughts of the past can haunt your mind. And just when your body falls into a deep sleep, those same hauntings manifest in your mind, in your dreams. Try to stave off those nightmares. Good night. Be sure to like, share, comment, and subscribe if you enjoyed the video. And don't forget to send us your true scary stories today at darknessprevails.org/submit. Thanks.